power, the dunamis, the miraculous power of God at work in us, just as they had at that point. The difference is that they, and we're going to talk about this a little bit, they decided that they were not just going to keep their faith on the inside. They were not just going to exemplify their faith and their belief with others who had the same faith and the same belief in the church. But they were going to act outside of the church and do what they knew they could do by the power of the Holy Ghost out in the streets and out in the marketplaces. Somebody said amen. And so I feel the Holy Ghost pleading us, and I feel the Holy Ghost exhorting us to the fact that miracles have never been witnessed and supernatural things have yet to be seen, but they have been prepared by God for us as a people and for us as a church. The moment that we begin to put action to our faith. Above and beyond just knowing it and saying it and talking about it, but we begin to act upon it. I believe that there are supernatural things that have already been prepared by God for us as a people. And there are miraculous things, and there are Book of Acts stuff that God has our name all over. And he's waiting to release them into our midst, individually and corporately and collectively. The moment we as a people say, hey, they didn't have anything more than we had in the day of Pentecost and in the book of Acts. We've got the same power that they had, the same Holy Ghost that they had. It's time for us now to come out, and it's time for us to start putting some action to our faith. Somebody said amen. Now, let me show you where I feel like the Lord, I felt very strongly impressed of the Holy Ghost that he kind of told me where our church was. Okay, at this moment, as it applies to faith and putting our faith into action, I felt like the Lord spoke to me through the word and gave me a specific instance, an illustration of where we can look at and find ourselves in concerning the word of the Lord. And I believe that we can find our church in the person and the attitude of a woman in scripture by the name of Martha. Now, the last month or so, we've kind of talked about Lazarus and the story there, kind of hit on it a few different ways. But I felt to go back to that because I believe we can find our church, where we are, our kind of our attitude about some of this stuff as it applies to faith. We can find it in the person of Martha. Now, let me explain what I'm talking about. For her brother Lazarus has just died. Jesus is seemingly 4 days late. Finally, Jesus gets there. Martha hears him come, and she runs out of the house, runs out to where he was. They begin to have a conversation. This is their conversation. John chapter 11 and verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went out and met him. But Mary was sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now watch. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Now, that's a statement of faith, right? So she's hurting, she's crying, her brother's died, but she comes out and she says, if you would have been here, I know he wouldn't have died. I know you would have healed him, is what she was saying. So that's faith. So she's got faith there. And then she even kind of goes even over and beyond that. And she says, but even now, even though he's dead, even now, whatever you ask, it'll be given to thee. So that's, man, she's stepping out there. This is faith. Then Jesus responds back to her, and watch what he says. He says, your brother shall rise again. I notice he didn't say anything else besides that. He didn't put anything in addition to that. He just looks at her and says, your brother shall rise again. Right? What an awesome promise. Your brother's about to get up out of that grave. Jesus just said, this Jesus that she has faith in just said, your brother's coming up out of that grave. Watch what Martha says. Ready? Martha responds back and says, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Now, here's where I feel like the Holy Ghost spoke to me about us as a people. And it's not no slam on us at all. God's just trying to take us to the next level. I want you to notice something about Martha. And here it is. She had faith, right? But her faith was for what she believed would happen in the future. But she didn't have faith for the present. Jesus had just got done telling her that your brother is going to rise again. But her faith was limited to some distant time. I know he will rise again in the last day. Somewhere over the horizon. Somewhere down the road. I have faith that he will rise again. She had faith for future work. And because of that, she didn't really believe that God could do something in her present. Am I making any sense? Church, now hear me. I know we've got faith. I don't doubt that at all. This is a church that has faith. But we have to be careful that we don't structure and base our faith around that which we believe God will do, God can do, God has the power to do sometime, someplace, somewhere. Do we have the faith that God can do it? Absolutely. Nobody's doubting the faith in this church to believe that God can do everything that he says he can do, that he can pour out miraculous things through our hands. Nobody doubts that. Nobody doubts that we can have a community-shaking revival. Right? Nobody doubts that we can have revival that would cause us to pack out this house and pack out the new building. We believe these things. But it's possible that our faith rests in what we believe he can do in our tomorrows, and therefore we have a struggle to believe that God can do stuff in our todays. Everything's about tomorrow. Everything's about what will be. Do you have faith? Well, I have faith. God's gonna do it someday. God's gonna do it somehow. Oh, hallelujah. It's quiet today. I know God is a healer, and my healing's coming down the road. I know my God is a provider, and if I just keep holding on, I know my provision is headed my way. I know my God is a deliverer, and therefore I absolutely have the faith to believe that someday and some way and somehow God's going to deliver me. Now listen, don't take anything out of context. I've said all of those statements before. There's nothing wrong with saying those statements. Nothing wrong at all. It's not wrong to make those statements. As long as we do not fall into the trap of having sky-high faith for the future, all the while doubting that God can do something powerful and miraculous in the right here and in the right now. There's a difference. Oh, help me, Jesus, now. There's a difference between having an understanding that God can do something and having an understanding that God's going to do it right here and right now. See, because there's really, you don't have to step out on a limb. You don't have to have as much faith to declare that it might happen. It will happen. When? I don't know. Just sometime down the road. I've got faith that he can do it. Well, that's a good faith to have. Future faith is a good future faith to have. But you want to know something? I believe God wants to do some stuff in our todays. I said, I believe God wants to do something in our families and in our homes and in our finances, in our todays, and in this church in our todays, and some revival and some apostolic outpouring and some apostolic revival in our todays. And I feel the Holy Ghost talking to us. Hear me now. This isn't just sermonizing today. I feel like I got a word from the Lord for this church. I feel like God's speaking to us and said, I got some stuff that I want to pour out in your todays. But you don't have faith for your todays. You just have faith for your tomorrows. And we feel okay about it because it's faith. It's not a lack of faith. It's faith. Nobody's going to condemn us. Nobody's going to criticize us for having future faith. Why? Because it's faith. We do believe in him. We do believe he has the power. We can talk about it. We can share it. We can do all this stuff with one another with an understanding that God has the power to do it. And so we don't necessarily understand that there is a next level of faith that God is trying to get us to, where he's trying to transition us from merely having faith for the future. Oh, help me, Jesus. Listen, the Jews were God's people, right? What was their mistake? God's people that he had spent all these promises, he had given all these promises to. What was their mistake? Their mistake was when Jesus, the Messiah, showed up, they didn't have present faith to believe he was the Messiah. You ask any of them, they'll say, Messiah's coming. Messiah's coming. One of these days, the promise that's been promised to us all the way back from Abraham, our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all of these promises, everything that was set up in the Old Testament with the tabernacle and the types and shadows of all these things that were leading up to this one who would be the Messiah that would come and take away the sins of the world. He's coming. Oh, yeah. Woo, this is great. One of these days, we believe the Messiah is coming. And when he comes, it's going to be a great day. And when he comes, it's going to be a wonderful day. Who's this Jesus? Let's crucify him. Because we don't have present faith. And I feel in my spirit that there's been some promises. That there's been some things spoken over us as a people and over us as a church for decades. There's been some prophecies that are hanging over this church for years. And God's trying to get us to understand something, that we've got to move our faith from a place where our faith is only that what's going to happen in the future someday, somehow, and understand that God wants to do it today. The promise is here today. The power is here today. The revival is here today. The anointing is here today. Woo! The apostolic outpouring is here today. And God's saying, I wonder if I could get somebody that could have some faith for today instead of just faith for tomorrow. Come on, put your hands together. Give him praise now. Oh, hallelujah. You see, this is exactly what the father of the demon-possessed boy was going through. Mark chapter 9, verse 22. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire. The father's talking about his son who's possessed by some evil spirits. And he's talking about what these spirits are doing to the boy. And he says, and oftentimes it cast him into the fire and then into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. So this man's talking to Jesus. He said, if you can do something, have compassion on us. Help us. We need some help. Verse 23. Watch what Jesus says. Jesus said back unto him, if you can believe, if you can have faith, all things. Somebody shout all things. All things are possible to him that believeth. Now watch, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Jesus just gets done saying, if you can believe, there's nothing that is impossible for me. I can do all things. And it builds the father's faith up. And he's like, woohoo, this is great. And he says, I believe, You can do those things. I just don't know for sure if you can do them for my boy. I believe you can heal people. I believe you can deliver people. I believe you have the power to do those things for people somewhere, sometime, someplace. But I got some unbelief that you can do it in my situation and in my today. I know you have the power to do it. I just don't know if you can do it right now. I know you're strong enough. I know you're fully capable of taking care of my need. I just don't know if you can fix the need that I'm staring in the face. Who am I talking to today? Lord, I believe, but you're going to have to help my unbelief. Lord, I believe that you can use me for your glory. Lord, I believe you can use my hands to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I believe you can use me to teach Bible studies and win people to the Lord. Lord, I believe you can anoint my life to do great things. I believe you can pack this place out. I believe we can, the waters of baptism can be continuously troubled. I believe, but help my unbelief, because all of my belief is what I think you can do in the future, and I'm really doubting that you can actually do it in our today. Let's go back to our story of Martha for a moment. I want you to look this. I'm making sense, right? Look at how the story ends. Watch. John chapter 11, verse 25. So Jesus is having all this conversation with Martha, and she's got faith. Nobody's doubting that. And then he gives her this awesome promise that her brother's going to rise again. And then she says, you know, he's going to rise someday. I got future faith, but I don't have present faith. And so conversation continues. And look at kind of how the story ends here. John 11, 25. Jesus saith unto her, still talking with Martha. He said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he stops and he says, you believe this? See, what Jesus was doing is he was trying to build her faith back up. I know you got future faith. I'm trying to get you to understand to have the faith for present. So he starts building that faith up. I am the resurrection. I am the life. And the I am standing right in front of you. The resurrection and the life is standing right here, right now, in the middle of your problem. Of your today. I am here. Do you believe this? He's trying to build her faith. She says back to him, yea, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. So here we see Jesus is building her faith to believe that what was dead could come alive again. And she begins to allow her faith to rise for a current, present miracle. Okay? So it's starting to get back up there. I got faith, but it was future, and now God's starting to deal with me about some of this present stuff, and so this my faith for current stuff is starting to rise a little bit. So finally they get to the tomb where Lazarus was buried. John chapter 11, verse 39. Jesus said, ready? So he's building all this faith, all this stuff, and Jesus says, okay, take the stone away. And then Martha opens her mouth. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, speaks up and says, Lord, by this time he stinketh. What are you saying, Martha? Martha's saying, he's still dead. He stinks. For he hath been dead for 4 days. Jesus saith, now watch. So now think about this. Jesus is there, the resurrection of the life, he's there, the stone's there, Lazarus is there, everybody's watching, and Jesus says, you know, it's a drum roll, and he says, roll the stone away. And it was about to be this awesome moment, this miracle, this thing, and all of a sudden everybody's like, and Martha talks, and it stops. Stone still's there, stone hasn't been rolled away, Martha's talking. Wait, he stinks, he's dead. So Jesus has to stop and he has to turn and he has to have a conversation with Martha. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. So he has this conversation. And that was just a glimpse of it. Maybe that's all he said, but it might have even been longer than that. Had a conversation with her. So then he stops having the conversation with her, and he turns back, and he says, proceed. Roll the stone away. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Verse 44, and he that was dead came forth. Now watch this. Get this. Think with me. Jesus had already worked with Martha, talked to her concerning her having faith for the present. And he got her believing that this miracle was about to happen. So watch, he's like he's dealing with us. She had future faith, but no present faith. So he talks to her. The word of God speaks to her. God speaks to pastor, and pastor comes and does a 30-part series on faith. Why? Why? Because God's trying to build our faith. He's trying to get us to the place where we don't just have future faith, but we have present faith. That's exactly what he's doing with Martha. So he gets her from future faith to present faith. He gets her believing that your miracle's about to happen. But when it came time to put action to her faith and roll a stone away, you can have all the faith in the world, but at some point, you have to roll a stone away. And you can have all the, oh yeah, God, woohoo, you can do it. You've got power. You're awesome, God. You have got the ability to raise people back from life. And then God says, okay, at some point you got to stop using your lips and you got to start using your hands. He didn't say speak to the stone. He said roll it. Put a little action. And the moment that action was about to be, or that faith was about to be put into action, Martha says, whoa, 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 whoa. Stop, 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 stop. Let's not put our faith into action. And when she, when her, with her unwillingness, man, I hope I'm making sense now. With her unwillingness to put faith that she had into action, she stops the miracle. Understand, did the miracle happen? Yeah, it happened, but it was postponed for a season of time because Martha was unwilling to put action to her faith in order to roll the stone away so that her brother could come on out. And here's what I feel. Listen very carefully. I feel in the Holy Ghost that we as a people, again, not just corporately but individually, we are postponing some miracles. Hear me. We are postponing some miracles that God has ordained for us. And we are pausing the plan of God as it applies to a supernatural outpouring in our midst. Why? Because we're having a difficult time putting action to our faith. We've got the faith. We're struggling with the action. Do we believe he can do it? Yes. But we're having a hard time exemplifying the faith on the inside in the context of our everyday living. Do we believe that God is a miracle working God?
Yes.
But we're struggling to show forth that faith outside these four walls. We'll shout about it in here, but we don't put it into action out there. And because of that, I feel it's just possible that things that should have been rolled away are still in place. Sicknesses that should have been healed are still in place. Diseases that should have been wiped away are still in place. People that should have been saved sitting on these pews are still firmly in place in a world of sin. But I also hear the Holy Ghost letting us know that that's why he's talking to us. You hear me? He sees where we're at. He sees where our disconnect is. He has methodically brought us as a church every step, and he's not going to stop now. He saw when we needed submission. He saw when we needed holiness. He saw when we needed body of Christ. He saw where we were. And he said, at this point, they need this to get them to the next level. So let me talk to them. And then he gets us to this place. And he says, now they are a people of faith, but there is inaction. There is no action. They're not putting it into action. And the thing that I want to release in their midst next will only be released when they start putting faith into action. So let me start talking to them about faith. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. And if we as a people will not just look at this series of lessons and messages as just a series of lessons and messages, if we will not just look at these things as just another message that we've heard countless times, but if we will understand God is speaking to us as a people. Oh, hallelujah. Do we understand that if we really want to see what we say we want to see, it'll take us doing what he's telling us to do. So here's where we're at. Ready? Here's where we're at. We can just keep talking about everything. We can just keep talking about packing this place out. Now we're in this together. We can just keep talking about having apostolic revival. We can just keep talking about having signs, wonders, and miracles so much we cannot contain. We can just keep talking about baptizing people left and right and all kinds of people get Holy Ghost. We can keep talking and talking and talking and saying someday, 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 someday. Or we can say, okay, God, what do we have to do to see it? And God says, I'm telling you what to do. I'm telling you what to do. It is time for us as a people to start putting our faith into action. I believe this is a new day. I believe this is a new hour. I believe there is an army of individuals rising up amongst us who are declaring the fact, I'm ready. I'm tired of postponing the promises. I'm tired of putting a pause. I'm tired about just shouting about everything that one day, someday, somehow will come. I'm tired of just talking about it. I'm going to see it. I want to know who in this room believes, absolutely believes, that what God has been promising us for years, he can do right now. Ha ha. Yeah, 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 yeah Come on, I feel a transitioning in the spirit right now. I feel a transitioning in the spirit right now for us. For many in this room who are getting it. Many in this room who are catching it. Many in this room who are following after the leading of the Spirit as He's talking to us, as He's leading us as a people, that God, we're ready. It's high time. We're tired of just talking about what will happen someday and having faith for what will happen someday and what will be done someday in our tomorrows. But we believe that Your promises are new every morning, and You got something that You want to give to us today. And I got four more pages. Let me tell you what I feel. Ready? Here's what I feel in the Holy Ghost. There is about to be a transition in the Spirit. Hear me. There's about to be a transition in the Spirit, individually, in every life that wants it. And God is going to move you in the next few moments. He is going to move you from the place where we only have faith for future things to the place where we have faith for present things. And because we believe that we have faith for present things, it's going to move us to put our faith into action. You don't have to put faith into action if it's something that's going to happen next week. If it's going to be something that's going to happen next month, you don't have to have any action. If you say someday, some way, somehow, it's going to happen. You never have to put anything into action. Martha said, someday He's going to rise. I got faith. She doesn't know when that's going to be. She doesn't know when the resurrection's going to be. She doesn't know how it's going to all take place. So she can have faith in that because she doesn't have to put any action to it right now. But put her in front of a tomb. Now all of a sudden, there's a disconnect between future faith and present faith. And now present faith, if you say that the miracle is going to happen today, you're going to have to stop talking with your lips and start working with your hands. You're going to start having to use your hands and use your feet and use your life to believe and step out in faith and start rolling some stuff away and start laying hands on folks and start walking into places where you believe God's going to do a miracle, not next week, but right now, at this very moment. I'm going to step into this situation that seems hopeless, and I'm going to start commanding miracles, blessings, action. There's about to be a transition, and if you want it, step out of your pew as quickly as you can and make your way to this front as quickly as you can if you want this transition. If you feel it, if you sense it, if you know God is talking to us and you get it and you hear the still small voice and you want to operate in what God is talking to us about,